When we are living a life that reflects Christ, Paul talks in Corinthians about an aroma, a fragrance. 2 Corinthians 2, let's just read this together. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. I want to talk this morning about our aroma, our smell. We've all got one. Some people's smell is different than others. Some is more pleasant than others. But aromas are very powerful things, aren't they? They kind of break into not just our physical, but our kind of our heart and our thinking as well. I don't know about you, but there are some smells that just bring back memories. They evoke something. For me, I was brought up in the country, and the smell of mown grass just reminds me of days playing football and cricket. Or harvest time, when I used to go into the fields and help the farmers make hay. Brings back such pleasant and peaceful memories. And we can get wafts of perfume, can't we, that remind us of different people, different circumstances. There's also bad smells. And there's plenty of those around. And if you've ever tried cleaning a drain out, you'll know what a bad smell smells like. And a bad smell can smell like death. I know children are very honest, aren't they? Have you noticed that children are really honest? And I was taking my granddaughter Isla around, showing her where I go fishing, because I really thought she might enjoy it. And she said, "It stinks, Grandad, it stinks." So what do you mean it stinks? It just stinks. It's horrible. And sometimes we get those kind of aromas that just stink. But we can have good smells, pleasant smells, that remind us of bad things as well. Somebody's done something to you and they had a smell about them, and they can remind us of bad experiences. Smells are really important. And so Paul is talking about our lives really being a sweet smell, a good smell that represent who God is, a pleasing aroma to Christ, but also a pleasing aroma to those around us. And I know when I was in church in the early days of growing up, there were some not very nice smells in the church. People who you crossed, you knew you'd cross them because they smelled, they gave off that aroma of not being happy. And it's so important that we live our life full of all that God has got for us, because then we will begin to smell and reach those around us with a pleasant smell. But here Paul is writing about the fragrance of us as believers and the impact it can have on those who are smelling it. If we go back to the time that Paul wrote this letter, when the Romans had won a victory in battle, they used to parade and celebrate all the victories that they had done. And those unfortunate enough to have lost were paraded in front of the Roman citizens. And they used to write incense, light incense along the walk, and there would be a smell about it, which to the Romans was a smell of victory. They smelled that and we've won another battle. Incense would be a natural part of their celebration. It would waft around and people would associate that smell with the winning of a battle. It's a great smell for those. But to those that were being paraded in front of the Roman citizens, it was a smell of death. Because inevitably, that's what their destiny would be. So they would be paraded in front of everybody. And the same smell on one side was victory, and on the other side was death. So the aroma that Paul is talking about within us is not a natural smell, but the reality of God living in us that makes us attractive. And as believers, we do carry a smell with us, evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. And it's so important that we understand that. And if you're available on Wednesday to come along and just join in with us, fruit has got a really pleasant smell to it. And it's an attractive smell. But as we live in the Spirit, we carry this smell, this aroma with us. And to some, this smell is life-giving. For those seeking God, for those looking for evidence of Christ, for those who are already in the kingdom, it is a smell that is pleasant. But to those that are not, for those who deny Christ, for those who are against God, those who have got no faith, sometimes it can be the smell of death. And I don't know whether you've been around somebody who, you go, why are they being difficult? Why are they reacting to me? It's because they're catching your smell. And it's sweet to some people, but to them, it's a smell of death because it challenges them, it bringing God into their presence, and there's kind of a spiritual reaction. This can happen, and we wonder what's happening, but sometimes it is our sweet smell, but to others, it can be the smell of death. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says this, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. We must recognize the truth of the gospel can bring good news and power to believers, but seen as foolishness to those who are not seeking God, those who are being lost. And we have this challenge that we bring into people's lives. We can be both positive and negative. We can be sweet and yet we can be a real challenge, a smell of death. Our responsibility is to bring the smell of God to everyone we meet, whether they react positively or negatively. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit living in us, because sometimes people react and we don't know why. But when we're living with the Holy Spirit, sometimes you'll go, the reason is this, they're not seeking God. They're despising God. They're looking at you and despising everything about you. And it helps us understand people's reaction. In the first passage we read, Paul describes believers as those who are sent from God. We are ambassadors of Christ, bearing witness to a living God. It's our role, isn't it? Become witnesses. That's what God wants us to do, be witnesses. Everywhere we go, we've got to be witnesses. And that can be verbal. It can be the things that we do. But Paul's saying everywhere you go, you should smell sweet. There should be a sweet smell around you. People should find you attractive because you're carrying something of the fruit of the Spirit. I want to read 2 Corinthians, and this is from the New Living Translation. Are we beginning to praise ourselves again? Are we like others who need to bring you letters of recommendation or who ask you to write such letters on their behalf? Surely not. The only letter of recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Clearly, you are a letter from Christ, showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on our human hearts. At one time, going back in history, people would carry letters of recommendation when they were sent on journeys. Very often, a king or a queen would issue a letter to somebody that carried their authority, and that person would represent them, often in a foreign land. The letter would qualify the bearer to act on their behalf and was a testimony of who they were and their qualifications. He says in Acts that Paul had such a letter from the high priest, carrying authority to put followers of Christ into prison and even have them killed. He had an authority given by the high priest to go and do this. So if anybody challenged him, he had a letter going, but I can do this because. And Paul's talking about the letter, that we carry. That we have a letter not written on stone or tablet or paper, but written on our hearts. Paul encouraged the church of Corinth about their status in Christ. So we don't need to bring a letter of recommendation or ask for such letters. Look at your lives. Each one of you has got God's handwriting all over it. This is evidence that God is at work in you. Everywhere we go, people read us. And I'm sure everywhere you go, you read other people. It's just part of our human nature. We try and suss people out. We try and work out where they're coming from. What angle are they bringing? Can I trust them or not? And as we look at other people, they are looking at us. It's how we evaluate people. It's how we judge their character, their authenticity, their values, their attitudes and beliefs. And we can make these judgments within seconds of meeting somebody. It's amazing, isn't it? We don't want to be judged like that, but sometimes we judge other people so quickly. That's why it's important that we have a smell about us, that people judge us on our smell, that they're catching something of God who's in us, who's written something on our hearts that displays who God is. The moment you identify yourself as a Christian, noses start twitching. He says he's a Christian, does he? Well, we'll see how he goes on then. They begin to read us differently. They begin to smell us differently. When we get it right, they stay connected to the vine and carry this fruit and this smell and this taste of God. We're easy to read, and people will judge us on that. The moment you get it wrong, you know, don't you? And so do they. And life can become a little bit difficult. But it's amazing how our smell just begins to impact other people. We can have a massive impact day by day as we are living it. As we're living our faith, as we are connected to God and he begins to minister to us and grow this fruit, we can live day by day in our community and have a huge impact on it. Have a pleasing aroma, a smell and a taste of the fruit of the Holy Spirit living in us. I think we've talked previously about how sometimes we can worry about being his witnesses. We don't know where to go, what to say. Do we have to do it? But when we are living it, when we are in connection with God, when we are full of the Holy Spirit, when we have this smell about us, when we are easy to read, those around us recognize us as authentic believers. And we are attractive and demonstrate an alternative godly lifestyle. And we keep saying, and we've alluded this morning, Lisa has, to the fact that the world is in a bit of a mess. They need to smell something different. They need to taste something different. They need to read something different in people. They need to read an alternative way of living that brings peace and joy. It's what everybody's seeking. We want peace, we want joy, we want fullness of life. That's what we want. And almost there's nowhere to go to find it. People go on social media and follow all kinds of people and get led up all kinds of garden paths. But we want people to smell something of the truth of God as we live our lives. As a church, we want to be authentic in our faith. We want the smell of God all over us. We want to taste good to those who come in here and when we go out into our community. See, our community or the world is looking for something that works. And as we live it and demonstrate who God is, as we are open to God working in us, people will see something different about who God is. We want to go from this place this morning with a sweet smell about us. And if you've got any bad smells in you, the great thing about God is he's gracious. We've already prayed that God, pour your grace into my heart. And we so easily can recognize the stuff that we've done wrong and we go, oh, that's a bad smell. I don't like that. But God can just wash us clean. He can pour his Holy Spirit into our lives. He can deal with all that stuff so that we might be his witnesses wherever we go. Let's be determined as an individual and as church to demonstrate something of who God is. We want to see this community transformed by who Jesus is. And the only way they're going to do that is by the way that we live. Jesus said, didn't he, take up your cross daily and follow me. Sometimes we find it hard. We've got to pick up this cross and go with it. We can have days where we don't feel like it, but we've got to do it. And we've got to be determined. We've got to have a determination in our heart that we're going to smell good, that we're going to taste good to those who we meet during that day. Let's just pray together.